Movies, music, books. We review the ones that really help you grow. Review from the Salvos.
At an international retail show in Atlanta, Christian apologist and author Ravi Zacharias unveiled his first graphic novel. Put your seatbelts on. It is titled The Lamb and the Führer. The synopsis: Hitler has a post-suicide conversation and meeting with Jesus Christ. The topic is saturated with antithesis. Adolf Hitler spilled the blood of millions for his own sake. Jesus Christ shed his own blood for the sake of millions. Hitler set himself up as a god and the masses succumbed. Jesus Christ was God in the form of lowly man. Hitler created a living hell for the masses. Jesus endured hell to save the masses. Hitler's name is synonymous with power, evil, and genocide. Jesus' name is synonymous with love, peace, and life. Put the two in a room together, and you won't believe your ears. In The Lamb and the Führer, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German pastor Hitler ordered to be hanged, joins in, and the heat intensifies when the three begin to weigh the value of relationships, love, and forgiveness. It is based on Zacharias' apologetic work, Great Conversations, and the first in an expected series of graphic novels that cover imaginative conversations between Jesus Christ and historical world thought leaders. In a way, it's a little reminiscent of the Screwtape Files by C.S. Lewis, those fictional conversations that leave the hair on your arms standing on end. One reviewer said, "The works of Ravi Zacharias are a vital resource around our house. The Lamb and the Führer, a new graphic novel by Ravi Zacharias." I'm Aaron Wright.